episode 10. It's a lovely Thursday afternoon out there, and we're joined by Sam Rousey. Rouse, how are you, mate?
I'm great.
How are you, Justin?
I'm excellent, mate.
You had a good one?
Yeah. Had a great long weekend.
Yep.
5 days, I did. But yeah, I had 5 days off.
Great. Back to Townsend this week, and he'll be playing Mr. Rousey. Just can't wait. They're going to fly high at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going all right. We had a headset. You had this mic and you've just been rapping the whole time. Yeah, honestly. Holding these old school mics.
What would you consider as your hip hop influence?
Probably Tupac.
Hey, if you think he would have turned 50 today?
Happy birthday, Tupac. God bless.
All right, Paul.
What do you do, my friend?
Who's your view? Would it be you?
I like Puck
growing up.
Was this language warning?
No, I'll put my friends out there. Yeah, I was NWA.
You can't say that word out there.
NWA Cube.
I've seen Nas live.
Have you?
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I saw J5, Jurassic 5, at Irons. That was good.
Yeah.
Dennis Binney. They came out, all of them came out together and did a big freestyle. It was awesome.
Should we do one now?
No.
Green room, yellow room. I'm good at unwrapping Christmas presents. I'm not good at any other wrapping than
We'll leave the wrapping to Eminem and Beastie Boys. Just one
time to get a karaoke night at the Bell.
Yeah, it could be a good
idea. I'm in the thoughts.
Could it up here?
Yeah, I could put it up here. I'm in the thoughts with Tony, but
yeah.
And he's like pretty keen. Yeah. I don't have it. I was just there before, and I'm like, how are you going to hold it in the build?
Yeah. You know what I wanted to do on Silly Sunday is get all the, have a, sort of like a, air guitar. Yeah. Well, that usually ends up happening anyway. An air guitar comp or something like that. In the old green room.
Yeah. You know, the best part about karaoke is the only person having fun is the bloke with the microphone. Everyone else is like,
That's
pretty good. I went to Ding Dong Dang's, which is no longer around, down in Sydney.
What's that?
It was a little one of Curry Hills. Everyone was doing New Kids on the Block, Blink, all that kind of stuff. I was having a look through and I found Hatebreed.
What's that called?
Hatebreed. Hardcore band.
Oh, right.
And I just busted it out into this hardcore.
It's all bugger up in lyrics. It's growling.
Yeah, it was good. It's good fun, though.
How's it going, Rousey? How's training going?
Training's pretty fun.
Yeah, still enjoying it?
Yeah.
A pretty big, long pre-season/off-season that we've rolled into it with.
Yeah.
The week will be halfway through. How's the body holding?
Yeah, good. The week off we just had was awesome. So I was just like, I didn't even train last week, so it was just a good break from footy.
Yeah, the whole week off.
Yeah. It was funny. All of us were at training, well, the people I was running with were going. Before it's like pre-season again. I've been here for a week. I don't have a touch of footy in a week. I'm like, oh, this feels different.
Yeah. Did you train on Monday night or the Queensland?
No, we had it off.
Did you just train last night?
Just last night. And we're doing a run tomorrow.
Captain's one.
Yeah.
Are you captain at Monday?
Oh, yeah.
So it's your run tomorrow?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying the responsibility of it?
Love it. It's awesome. I just love it. I just love footy.
Yeah.
So it's just awesome to just get like really into it and like just have a chat with the guys and then give the team like what's our role and what we want to achieve and yeah, it's just good. And I think everyone's respect, like gives me a bit of respect. So yeah, it's good.
Are you a big talker from fullback anyway?
Yeah. Well, if you're not talking, you're not doing your job.
Yeah.
And that's everyone though.
Yeah.
But
the fullback usually is a bit more.
Yeah, you got to act in defence and just pick up the mismatches and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, you've got to have a voice.
Yeah.
Are you a big messenger in the morning? So you've got to do your job today, mate. I don't know why you're doing that.
I just like talking in person. I stay off in person. Yeah, I've got to talk about the green. text message or messenger.
No.
WhatsApp.
What about how do you go handle and talking to the ref?
Yeah, that's a funny one.
They're always never good at talking.
The ref, the characters there, so you know.
Yeah, do you call him sir?
Nah, the name.
Oh, you know
the name.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they introduce you and then they introduce themselves to you.
Yeah.
And then you give them your name and then it just goes on like that. But it's so fucking easy. Like, I think one of them's to me. And he's like, yeah, it's like that.
The Conti says he loves being a captain because he can't get sent off. He can just yell the referee all game.
Yeah.
Anyway, can find a way.
Well, this is when the penalties for like scrums and stuff happen. I'm just like, I've got no idea what's going on. I'll just say,
that's when you just throw your hands up.
Yeah. I just said, they're doing the same as us. Why are you penalising them?
I've been doing it all night. I reckon I could get better calling the ref first name. I'm
going to use
that. Yeah, I'm Sir.
Name again, mate?
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Pretty
good. So, like last year, after you had a year off, rugby, and you hadn't tested your foot league in the West, how'd you feel that?
I loved it. It was awesome. Yeah. Probably the most I got out of it was by down with my brother.
Yeah.
Which is so special.
First time you've done that?
Yeah, he's like 4 years older than me, and he grew up pretty well playing footy. I played in all the junior reps and went to Queensland and played and played schoolboys and all that. So he's, I always looked up to him, so to get the opportunity to run out with him, I was like, oh, I'm stoked.
Is he playing first grade?
Yeah, he was. He's not playing anymore, he's done, but it was awesome. And just meeting a bunch of new guys and playing in the scrum comp again, it really benefited me. It's helped me a lot for this year.
Yep.
And coached by Todd Lowry, and he was awesome.
He's a good bloke. I've known him for a while.
Good bloke, great coach, and then Gilly was awesome over there.
Yeah.
He was so good. I think when he said to me, he's like, no one knows me here, so everyone, it's just a playing thing for me. But I loved him.
Yeah.
They're like, this guy's awesome, and he's doing all the social things, and like, you know who, Gilly? We can get into where? And like, he's going, so I've got so many tables, and he's at the green room, and they're like, what? I loved it, and then he takes me up the Hunter Valley, and like, I loved it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
How did this go overall last year?
Oh, we made the finals, and we'll be in the net knock at half time, but we got on the stairs, and we were gassed.
Yeah.
And then they came and put 40 on us in the second half and knocked us out. But overall, it was a good year. Like, you played with some really good players. Tony, the lock, he was unbelievable. Gibbsy, the centre, he could play NRL, I reckon. Walks, who is Cody Walker's brother.
Oh, yeah.
He was pretty good to play with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then they had a heap of young boys coming through, and they were awesome.
Yep.
Hermo, Mahalpin, rattle on.
Yeah. So, was it your call to come back to the Greens this year, or you're always going to come back?
No, I signed to play for West, and then, I don't know, just the layoff. finished the comp there, and just sat down, and nothing was happening, and then the Greens started training. I was still on the players' page, and then you were just getting, photos of, Ollie Ryan at training, Bill Gunn at training, and I'm just like, oh. And then, because Kramer was calling me, and I never answered it, and then I just went, oh, I've got that burn to come back. So I called him, and I was like, mate, what should we do? And we had a meeting, and he sat down and had a coffee at a cup of Joe's, and then had a good chat about it, and I was like, nah.
Did you get your coffee?
Yeah. It was funny, we were both so hungover.
Either one of
you. We were like, bloody, that Cobra hat that he wears a game day that's been bitten off by his dog. And his eyes were so red, and yeah, it was so funny. But it was a good time.
How did you originally come to the group?
I moved. So I went to SFX.
Yeah.
And I think I was just a bit over the league. Like, when you play league, everyone there thinks they're going to play NRL.
Yeah.
And I was just over that mentality. And then buddy Jack Miller hit me up at lunchtime.
Yeah.
He's like, such and such players, and he fucking kept rambling on. I'm like, oh, I thought I'd have a footy, I might as well try something new.
Yeah.
Get around the area, so I did. Then signed up, went home, and went, I just signed up for rugby, and mum and dad were like, alright. I'm like, yeah, alright, I'll get on out. And then, yeah.
So who are you playing league for?
Lakes.
Oh, you're Lakes.
Yeah. So I was a Ballo junior, and then played 2 years at Lakes in the juniors.
Yep.
And that was it.
And the Greens.
And the Greens.
Hey, Albert, well, you were stepping in somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still at high school playing first grade for the Greens, weren't you?
Yeah.
What's that like, playing first grade on a Saturday and going back to school on a
Saturday? I can't remember. The one I remember was when we had, I think we got knocked out by Waratah. And there was a group of us playing at Blue Door.
Mm.
And I was like, so hungover. And I was like, be at school right now. That's the only time I can remember. Other than that, I don't remember too much of it.
I remember a time.
Yeah.
When it was you, me, Jockey Wake, Tim Murphy, and Mac Ray, and I had keys to the old green room because I was painting at the time. And I said, I don't know where we can get some more. It's problem, we'll follow me. And we went in there and we sat around a circle and you just passed out. We had about 4 or 5 beers and I'm like, well, should we take her out here? I was like, nah, I'm just lock him in, he'll be right. Left him there to sleep.
Yeah. What happened? Okay, this is funny. I was thinking about this today because I knew you would have said it.
Tell me where we come with this.
Best story of my life. And no, I roped up in Pat Island's bed.
How?
I don't know.
My party used to go.
My party island. I was in there last morning and there was the No Undies Sundies thing and someone just goes, get him off, get him off. And I'm like, I had no idea what I was about.
What was you suffering a silly Sunday? What was it?
Oh, it was like, it was during that week, silly.
I don't know what day it was.
Yeah.
It was a Saturday night.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was a grand final night.
Yeah, grand final night. Yeah, there's a top crew out there, so that's old Rousey, 17-year-old at school, trying to play, falling asleep in the green room, waking up in Party Island's bed. What are you doing?
Okay, how long ago was that?
How old are you now? 24 this year?
Yeah.
Everything you can do. 2015 was the year.
It was 2015?
Yeah.
Oh, so you were out of school?
No, I was still in school.
So I remember when you were playing there, you were playing on the Sting, and you said, no, I don't want to play on the Sting anymore, but you're not coming back and playing for 3-point weapons. Do you regret not continuing on the wing in first grade, or do you like your opportunity playing with me? Playing with the big dog.
Surely you would have thought him a few things.
Yeah, I don't agree.
At the time, I thought like it had a purpose, like looking back, like, I look at myself now, why did I do that? But, I don't know, I had to get rid of that ego with footy where you had to be the best at the best position. And, like, I came in pretty young and I was looking at all my mates playing Colts and stuff, and I was like, fuck yeah, I just want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
I think I was just young and,
yeah.
That was my choice at the time. I only came back like halfway through the year, but I wasn't even able to play.
Yeah, I think when you're younger, you want to play with you. You do want to play more in the side with your mates.
Yeah.
Sort of make it towards.
Yeah. I think I probably just had a mature chip on my shoulder where I thought I was probably better than someone in my position, but if I look back now and if you look at what I was, just I wasn't physically up to it.
Yeah.
And then I probably just thought I was too good. And when I got dropped, I just didn't like it.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough.
That's the young fella thing to do.
Yeah.
Who was able to do it back then?
Well, I was trying to take out Strawny. you ain't gonna have luck doing that. That's Strawny.
Yeah, he's
looking up there.
Strawny is Strawny, that's what they say.
I remember when we lost that grand final and I sat on the hill and I just went, what are you doing with yourself? Like, I was just like, this is the lowest of lows in terms of footy for me. I was like, that's when I went, when I've come back,
yeah,
I want to come back and get back to the top.
Yep.
Yeah.
What grand final was it?
Third grade, something or other.
What was it? It was our skip. And they stuffed us up. Someone stuffed up the timing.
Yeah.
He had this unreal speech.
Yeah.
And then, this is the worst thing. So thing, and then someone goes, you got 10 minutes, Josie.
5 minutes! 5 minutes! I was like, right, I'm going to re-do it, beat that now. It took us 10 minutes to get into the game, and by that stage, you know, it was a grand final, so every state counts, and they just put it on top of us. That was bad.
I don't know, was it that time this year was a bigger game? Probably the old one, they picked up a couple of years. I'll try to blame someone.
It's not my fault, we lost.
Interesting. What other stories you got for us?
I heard you got a little secret admirer.
Yeah,
social media.
Rumor going around. What's it?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I've been getting this weird message. I reckon someone's playing for me. One of the boys.
Probably needs a chick bag.
So I get this message. This will be good. I got this message at 10:00 a.m.
Today?
Yesterday.
Today.
I've only just started yesterday.
Yeah. It says, hi. I was given your number from a friend of mine who knows you. I've been admiring you from a distance. Do you want to link up this weekend? Here he's hoping to a good weekend. And they put the name Charmaine down.
Charmaine?
Yeah, that's a piss take. I've never heard of that name.
Charmaine?
So that's at 10. 1 o'clock, they send heaps of question marks. Then 4 or 5 o'clock, slightly disappointed, a yes or a no would do. And then they write, I know you play football, maybe I could come watch you play. And I'm sitting here thinking, how are you sticking me up? I'm looking at Radbag, I'm looking at Miller, Bill, I'm looking at them all, we're just going, which one of you is doing it?
Well, they couldn't keep straight faces. There's no one under there. No one under there.
They really don't look into it.
All of them were there. They're idiots.
So I'm like, what the heck is this? 10:30 today. Do you mind if I call you? I just want to hear your voice. 9 o'clock today. If you don't want to respond to me, I'll come to you tonight and send some weird photo. So I'm like, fuck, I don't know what's going on.
You're going to take your admirer.
You're wearing them except love, mate.
Well, maybe they turn up on Sunday. Maybe Charmaine's working there.
It's got me a bit rattled, I'll be honest with you.
What if it turns out to be?
Did you Facebook that name, Charmaine? You would have known it straight away.
Yeah.
It's a very Central Coast name.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's got a bit of Woi Woi down there.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Natural Woi Woi. Bit of Dora Creek. Maybe she'll just burn up on Saturday.
Yeah.
She'll be here. She might be. Hey, what if she's a good sort?
I think she's a beautician.
I don't know,
she's got some weird fantasies.
You've been one of them.
Can you tell us about every time you the away game, you've always got some hats?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
I think we're really enjoying the home games. So we get here early, set up, then we go out and have a brekkie and some coffee and stuff, and then after that, everyone just straight back in. We spend the whole day here.
Yep.
Everyone loves it. So I think Singo Bus Street, we did the skivvies.
Yep.
And then Nelson Bay, we got another bus and put just funny hats, like weird hats.
Yeah.
It's just good. It's just good for people to stick around, wear something weird. Like the boys finished their game.
They're blind.
Whose idea was that?
So there's a couple of us that just play that. I said either funny hats or like funny offshore pants. But the funny hats won that one.
Yeah. So what offshore pants are the next one?
Oh, no. Well, that's all we kept going boys. Like, if we could kick out of buses.
That's
good. Like, I think that's the best thing about this year is like everyone's just gathered around everything.
Yeah.
We were just talking about away games and the home games. How good was it to play down here against the Wanderers on these updates?
When I think about it, the other thing I'll beat that is a grand final win.
Right.
Like, it was hectic. But the whole day, it was our first home game, and as I said, we had a lot of people come in. just like buzzing. We're like, how cool is this? Because we've got all the new setup with all these bloody
food trucks and everything.
Yeah, and we've got the motors bust here, and then there's more beer trucks coming in, and then we're setting up stuff. People are going to the skyboard, going, oh, I've never been up here, and like everyone's like putting in some work. And then we're all hanging out, and we're like, all right, brekkie, go to the surf house. We've got like a huge table, and we're having brekkie, having a coffee, and then straight back in, and then it was just awesome. And then the funny, best thing about it was Ollie was injured, so he had his stupid big cast on his hand, the one the hospital gives you, where it's just this big limb on your arm. So he was like right in the social media, so him and I were running around and like going on the jumping puffs and all this stuff, and he's going up to the old boys, cooking the barbie. And the social media had a story, like the Instagram story, like, so it was awesome, and then we were just watching the games. They had the juniors on?
Yeah, the juniors.
So I was watching the juniors, and we were just all yelling out and stuff, and then...
I got here early, tried to bring down the ears, and my ears were for the thing. I remember seeing you, it seems like you were out, you were just, like, you couldn't wait to get out there.
Yeah. And then you get the win, mate, what'd that feel like? Well, I've never been in the first grade, so it was good. That was my first one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was just awesome, like, the night before, we were at the Burwood. There was like three people I ran into, Pete Ryan at the Burwood. He's like, you have to win. You have to win. You don't know what a win will do. Then we went to the Bolo, bumped into Sean Rich was in town, we're talking to Sean and his old boy Lights. And the ground announced that we're talking to him, and they're like, yeah, you guys have to win. And then I was at home. Here's another one. I was at home getting a message from Gilly. Can you take my family home? I'm going, what? I went, yeah, mate, no worries. I said, you know I've only got two seats in your car. He's like, well, my brother, take my car. I went, I'm guessing you're across the road. And he goes, yep. So I pick him and his wife and his kids up
in his car.
In his car. And he's coming. You have to win. You have to win this. Put the town on your back. You have to win. He's wearing this bloody poncho. It looks like a bum. And then I'm asleep. Ollie Ryan gets home at like 3 a.m. in the morning. Busts down my door. Grabs me. He goes, Ralphie, just win tomorrow. You gotta beat these bricks.
And we've got Ammo down here for the 10th year reunion for last first grade
win.
Yeah, we're expecting a similar sort of crowd. Looking forward to that.
I am. Like, what a team. What a team that one. Like, undefeated.
It'll be good work.
It's going to be hectic. And we've got special jerseys, apparently. What do you think? Long sleeve jerseys.
Ooh.
Yeah, which would be interesting playing. But yeah, that's going to be mad. Like, to acknowledge a team like them that. Like, as I said, we're undefeated.
Yeah.
And just against Hammond, it's always a good game to play.
Yeah.
And, like, we'll get a good crowd. Hopefully the weather's nice.
Oh, yeah, we'll be probably just about.
Yeah,
I reckon it'll be up there with the Wanderers game.
There's a bit of buzz around.
Maybe not as many, but
there is a bit of buzz around.
There's a good bunch of characters in that team, so I'm sure they'll be.
Oh, I'll turn it up. So remember, I think, did I run into you, I think, the weekend after the Wanderers game at the Comi? It was on a Sunday, it was after the Knights Tigers game.
Yeah.
And I had a couple.
One or two.
And I think I've had you and Lockie Miller on.
Yeah.
I just sat there for about maybe an hour, telling them how good it is to play for the Green.
You did. That Wanderers weekend was the best. That's the best weekend of my life.
Yeah.
Anzac Day the next day. It was awesome.
That's great. Did you play?
Not many.
Couple of winks. I heard that there wasn't much sleeping going on.
Well, mate, the boys were celebrating. They were just flying high.
You've got to take those ones.
The bass pros.
Yeah. The Miller, the Lockies.
The Lockies.
How good are they?
We'll get them on here soon, the boys.
Yeah, we should actually get them. Both those brothers would be good. Yeah,
so Lockie Wilton, like, spends his whole week playing football.
Yeah, I know he's playing first basketball.
Yeah, stand a couple of times.
Did he?
Really? So he goes Monday, Wednesday with us.
Yeah.
And Tuesday, Thursday with Central. We're always throwing a captain's run on Friday.
Yeah.
And then he's playing up Saturday, and they usually play Sunday. So he's just 10 days a week.
Yeah.
And you see the performances he's doing.
Yeah.
He's a machine.
Well, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
Funny too.
What's he going to do with Greens?
Greens.
He chooses to eat Greens get right away.
Greens.
Yeah. Definitely.
You already said it's
the best.
You already decided.
I know, I know. Any more bus trip stories, Philly Sunday stories you've got for us?
No.
More secret admirers?
No.
That was a suplex double, was it?
Oh, the wrestling.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
What was it? Suplex.
We had the wrestling on Sunday, was it?
Yeah, it was Sunday. Wrestling.
Yeah, we made a ring. I went as Scotty Two Hoodie and Jerome was the Rock. Anyways, Jonesy runs in the ring. Just goes, suplex me, I'm
alright. Did you do the
Scotty Two Hoodie?
Yeah, he did the whole bit.
I dyed my hair for it.
Did you really?
Yeah, and the glasses.
Did he have the glasses on?
I had a visor.
Oh, he had a visor, didn't he?
And he did have a dog of really good outfit, actually. I had white pants and Drew's body too hot in.
I'm going to take a good one. Is that all right?
Drew should have gone as Rikishi.
Oh, that would have been
good.
Three players. End of season career, third year.
No, no.
Who's it take? Any era.
Okay.
When Jones are already going.
Years ago.
We're already on to us three. And you get to choose another three.
I'll go like Clancy.
Yeah.
Clancy Lantry. I'm just going to go off the people I've had the best Mad Mondays with. I'll go like Clancy, Connor Stone, and Toby Wade.
We're going with Dubba.
Yeah.
Toby Wade.
Yeah. Surprise package.
Yeah.
He's funny.
He is actually funny. I remember being back in the job. And he's both one silly stuff in walking.
Yeah.
It was a bit good.
I'll try the three off. I had my best Mad Mondays list. I'll put them in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. I like that. Anything else, James?
You're not wrapping up now, are we?
Well, you've got more stories? Yeah.
We'll go part two in a couple of weeks.
We'll go part two. Grand final week.
We'll just have it. We're just on.
Like, how good would that be?
Like a revival being
like the breakfast, like they do in the NRL.
Yes.
We do the breakfast.
You could do that.
But don't invite the other team.
No.
Fuck no.
We don't like it. Are we done?
I think that's what
it is. Alright, thanks for having me. Another successful
last of the last. Jonesy Jones, Pugger Pugger. Signing out.
Hang on.
Thanks for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Quarry Products in Newcastle, owned by Steve Frost. He's a life member of the club and he's the next.